Listening Library presents A Certain October by Angela Johnson. Read for you by Harley Vaughn. Part 1. Sometimes tofu is just tofu. Chapter 1. In the future, when I imagine I might be famous or infamous for something I've done, I suppose people will ask what it was that brought me to that place. Well, if I'm infamous, I will say, no eyewitnesses and a good lawyer. If I'm famous, I will say, I guess I just wanted it bad enough. One of these scenarios will probably be true, but more than likely, neither will happen. Most likely, I'll live my life like most people on the planet. Highs, lows, buy some shit, read some books, love some people, try not to F the world up, and be kind to animals so they won't eat me, as I've chosen to try not to eat them. But if I'm ever asked if there was a time in my life that made me the person I am, I will point to a certain October that stays with me like a song played over the radio 100 times at the start of a day. You can't get it out of your head, so all you can do is go through it. I never did finish my book report on Anna Karenina, and I went through so much with people I loved and hung out with. I got to see the world through their eyes that certain October, although my own were slightly unfocused. Chapter 2. First I hear, where are the damned cookies? Then, where the hell are the damned cookies? Then, Paul, did you do something the hell with the damned cookies? Then,